Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are pleased to be joined right now by Pirates pitcher Joe Musgrove. And I'm looking at Joe's baseball reference page, and it says here, Joe, that your nickname is Moose. I don't think I've ever heard anybody here call you Moose before.
No, I mean, I don't really have a nickname that I go by regularly, but when I was in high school, I was this big, gangly kid, and everyone said I had the demeanor like that, the Moose, just like that was my spirit animal. So a couple of my coaches in high school called me Moose and a couple of teammates, but I don't really have a nickname, man.
Didn't really catch on here. Big Joe is what Brownie calls you.
Yeah. Brownie's got all kinds of nicknames for me.
How you been, Joe? Pretty good? How you hanging in there? What are you up to right now?
Yeah, man, I've been good. I'm living in San Diego right now, back on the beach. I mean, it was nice for a while. The first couple of days we were home, we were able to at least get out on the beach and do some training and stuff, but everything's pretty much shut down now. But I'm able to get my lifts in and stuff. I got a set up in the garage. I'm able to get throwing in. I got an indoor facility I'm working at where it's just one-on-one, so we're not, you know, around a bunch of people. We're kind of doing the best we can to stay away from everybody and just stay home. But just leaving the house to get my training done and heading right back. A lot of movies, a lot of video games. A lot of puzzles.
Well, I'll ask first then. I'm more the video game guy. I think Andrew has like a 20-year-old copy of PlayStation 2 NCAA football that he's messing with right now.
Correct.
So I'm a little more.
There you go.
I'm a little more modern on that
throwing
front, Joe.
Back,
what are you
man,
playing these days? Oh, he's like running the triple option.
I've been playing a lot of the new Call of Duty. We've been playing the show a lot. And we actually got this golf championship game from PGA that we've been playing a ton. So those are my three go-tos right now.
We had a
virtual
MLB The Show game that we broadcast on our Facebook page today, Joe. And I'll pleased to pass this along. You guys beat the Cubs today on there 9-2. And Jerod Dyson hit a 3-run home run. So congratulations on that.
A little foreshadowing, huh?
I guess so.
What to come?
The post game spread wasn't up to snuff though on the virtual game.
man. Hey, it's tough to beat Chef Tony.
Joe, are you a dude in general who, like, when you have to work out in an unprecedented setting like this, you have to like still keep in mind you're a professional athlete, you're trying to stay in shape as best you can. Is that easy for you, or are you somebody who likes to be in more of the structured team setting for things like this?
No, man. I mean, for a while, I didn't even have a gym, and we were just training outdoors with whatever we can make, you know, make work. Bought a kettlebell, bought a Bosu ball, some bands. I mean, you can pretty much do whatever you need to do with those few things. So I'm kind of used to this, man. This is, you know, I went through an off season early on in the minor leagues where my trainer was between moving gyms, but I loved his training and the quality of his work, and I didn't want to leave him. So we trained on the beach. We trained in parks. We trained, you know, wherever we can get in, really. While we were trying to put his new gym together. So this is kind of right up my alley, man. I love challenging myself with new stuff. You know, we're creating different workouts, different ways to stay in shape, and that's all part of it. It's fun. I enjoy it.
Joe Musgrove, our guest. Joe, what was your reaction to the ESPN Let's Get Everybody to Arizona baseball story?
I like the idea of it. I mean, you know, the sooner we can get back, I think, you know, the better it is for everybody, but you know, with that format and that layout, it's kind of, it seems like there's a lot of things that have to go right for that to be able to work out. And, you know, should it work out, it's a lot easier for me to say, yeah, let's get it rolling, than guys that have families and have children and, you know, are going to be expected to stay away from them for 4 to 5 months, you know, especially I'm sure there's plenty of guys in the league right now that are pregnant and, you know, have babies on the way. So, I don't know. It's easy for me to say I'm ready to roll whenever, man. You know, I'm single. I don't have much going on. I'm ready to play ball. So, my opinion, I think, would be different than a lot of guys.
How long do you think it would take specifically for pitchers to ramp up and be ready and not be risking injury more than usual in terms of a startup time?
You know, I don't know, man. I've never been in this situation. That's kind of the nice thing is that, you know, it's a level playing field. No one's been in this spot before. No one really knows what to do and how to gauge themselves right now. So, you know, I'm trying to keep myself, you know, in a 35 to 45 pitch range right now and stay around that three inning mark at the most, you know, and I'd hope that, you know, MLB would give us at least two and a half to 3 weeks to build us up a little bit. You know, I think we're going to need probably 3 or 4 starts to try to get up to 6 innings and then be ready to go. But I mean, most of the starters are built up to their 5 or 6 inning outing already in spring. So our arms are plenty conditioned right now. We just got to keep them, you know, in shape and keep them sharp. And, you know, you walk a fine line of not doing too little and losing the ground that you made up in spring and not doing too much and wearing yourself out. But, you know, if this was a regular season, we'd be throwing every day. We'd be throwing 7 innings, 100 pitches every 5th day. So we're not really going to overdo it right now. So everyone's got a different way of doing things. But we got a program in place right now that I feel is really good. My arms felt healthy. I've been bouncing back really well and getting off the mound a couple times a week. So it's a little different for everybody. But I think where I'm at right now is going to be something around 3 weeks.
Joe Musgrove joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Joe, the stuff you've gotten from Tyone and the Players Association on when baseball might return, the future of the 2020 season, does it make Joe Musgrove optimistic or pessimistic about playing baseball this year?
Optimistic for sure. You know, I think they're going to do everything they can, whether it's playing in front of no fans for a little while, you know, playing in Arizona, whatever the situation is, I think they're going to do everything they can to at least get some games in this year. I know it's not at the top of the priority list right now. There's a lot more important things to worry about than baseball, but, you know, we can provide a lot of joy for people that are stuck in their homes and not able to get out. You know, we can get baseball back on TV, some live action, and, you know, get some people back to work.
Joe, you're a guy that, you know, has become kind of a folk hero here for playing tough, playing the right way, playing the way people want to see a baseball player get after it, the hard slide into second. People love that. We still talk about that. So the idea of playing with no fans in attendance, how would that impact you? Would that be something that would be tough to, you know, kind of go out and pitch when it's just basically silent?
I don't know, man. I mean, you'd think so, you know, but we're professionals, man. I mean, the focus that you get when you're in a competitive environment, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of stuff. You know, obviously the crowd adds more excitement to the games and that's why we love it. But, you know, that's what the reality is. You're going to have to go out there and play. So who knows? I haven't played in an empty stadium. I played a lot of GCL games with 2 fans in the stands and some of them were parents, but I never played in that situation. So who knows? I really don't know.
Has Joe Musgrove listened to Stephen Brault's Broadway Show Tunes album yet?
I have. Yeah. I have. I listened to, I think one of my favorites is probably the collab with him and Bell.
Which Bell? Josh Bell?
Josh, yeah.
I didn't know that Josh Bell had a musical background.
Could carry a tune.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's got some pipes.
So is that your workout soundtrack, Joe?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
How? No, it's cool though, man. It's impressive. It sounds really, really good.
How far do you go back with Stephen Brault?
Just back to high school. You know, he was a year older than me, but, you know, he was in choir and theater and stuff, and my sister was really big into that. So, you know, they went through a couple years of school together doing that stuff. They actually ended up going to, like, a winter formal as friends, and I went along with one of my sister's friends. So we played a couple years of ball together, but after high school, we didn't talk all that much. And then I heard he got into pro ball. I reached out and congratulated him, and then a year or two later, we're playing together.
I'm just having a hard time, like, I don't know, maybe at my high school, like, the kids who were in the musical usually weren't the kids on the sports teams. I'm having a hard time imagining him going out there, like, as a high schooler. He's involved in all these arts, and then he's going out there probably singing to himself on the mound while he's striking people
out. He's the same person. He's got that free spirit. You know, just says what comes to his mind, and doesn't care what people think about him, and he's always been that way, and that's why a lot of people love him. That's why I love him. I didn't honestly expect him. I thought he was just trying to get baseball to get himself into college and, you know, focus mm-hmm. on the theater route more, but he's a good ball player, man. He's always athletic, and sure enough, gets drafted and actually beat me to the big leagues, I think.
Better hitter, Joe Musgrove or Stephen Brault?
Raw hitter, maybe me, but his numbers are probably a lot better than mine.
Who should be the Chargers' starting quarterback in 2020, according to Joe Musgrove?
Oh, man, dude, I haven't really kept up with him that much, to be honest. It was heartbreaking watching them leave. But...
Oh, so you're one of those guys that now that they're out of San Diego, they're dead to you.
No, they're not. They're not dead to me. They're definitely. It's hard. Not. I don't know if I'll go up to LA and pay to go watch a game. But Rivers was always my guy, man. I've been watching him since I was a kid, and you know, a lot of people aren't big fans of Rivers, but there's no better competitor than that guy. So I don't know. I haven't really kept up to it. I don't even know who's available. I don't follow the.
Jameis Winston's available. If they signed Jameis Winston, the Chargers did. Joe, would you be excited as a Chargers fan or no?
I mean, I'd be whatever about it. 30-30 is pretty cool. I don't think anybody's done that.
You're right. He's the only one. Give me. We asked Tyone this question, so I'll ask it to you. Who is the Pirate player that you would have the most fun with in a quarantine type setting? You're locked up. You're social distance from everybody else. But you're hunkered down with one Pirate teammate, past or present. Who would it be for Joe Musgrove?
I think it's got to be Burnett.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to meet him. Me and him have talked multiple times. I haven't gotten to meet him in person yet. But, I mean, his personality, I feel like it'd be, especially not knowing him, we'd have plenty to talk about.
How about the Pirate who would be the least prepared for the quarantine, wouldn't buy toilet paper, wouldn't have the essential things that you would need to get through the quarantine?
Frazier, probably.
I don't know why that one's so funny.
JMO said A.J. Shugel, I think, was his answer.
That's funny.
Yeah, he aired Shugel out.
That's funny.
Is there any – what teammate – so it doesn't – obviously, I'm not asking you to say guy you don't like. That's not what this means. But you're in a house with him. He's your teammate. You love the guy. But he would drive you the craziest, the quickest with some of his quirks.
Bro.
I figured that one.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Joe, if you could go back and watch a baseball movie during this quarantine, what would it be?
61. 61 was one of my favorite movies. And I've said that. I remember we had that the Family Feud type game to do at the stadium.
Yeah.
And one of my answers was, like, favorite baseball movie. I said 61. I got a zero.
That's the Maris Mantle.
Yeah,
Maris Mantle. It was an Mantle, HBO right? movie, wasn't it?
Yep, it was.
Yeah, with Barry Pepper.
I think Billy Crystal directed it, and then he almost got a hit off of Paul Mahalem.
Yeah.
In a spring training game. That was memorable.
Are you going high and tight on Crystal if you're in there with him? Like, I always respected that Mahalem didn't just whistle one under his chin because he had every right to.
That's funny. How are you guys holding up out there? That's Pittsburgh.
We're okay. I'm in one studio. Chris is in another. I think the social distancing measures are starting to kind of help out. The numbers are starting to look a little bit better here,
yeah,
Joe.
Numbers are doing well.
I mean, it might seem kind of foolish to people, but that's really the only way to stop this thing. Just separate everybody and let it pass.
Yeah, man. Well, we look forward to getting you back here and watching you pitch.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate having me on.
You bet. There you go. Joe Musgrove.
See you, Joe. Joe, I can tell you this pony, too. I didn't want to, like, you know, bring it up too much in the interview, but he and Mike Engel, who works, who's the GM of the Shorkey dealerships that I talk about, do a lot of work together. Mm-hmm. And Mike has told me stories of Joe, and I'm talking repeatedly, going above and beyond for people in the community. Like when he's asked him to help out, just ready at the drop of a hat and happy to help however he can. So one of the absolute good dudes, bottom line.
During that interview, fun to talk to. A listener texted in and said that Brault, Musgrove, and Barry Zito all went to the same high school. And if you think about it, Zito and Brault, personality-wise, have a lot in common. I think Zito is now like a country quasi music singer?
He was sort of like, he would do like Fish, maybe. They didn't go to the same high school. Maybe I'm seeing it differently. I'm seeing Grossmont for Brault and Musgrove and University High School for Zito.
No. I don't know.
In San Diego. I don't know.
Well, then maybe the listener's wrong. It's just a...
Do you remember when Zito got that big $100 million deal back when everyone would read Sports Illustrated? There was a big feature, and it was just all about him playing guitar. He's like, it was all about just what a weird dude he was.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.